joke. He was a big black football player with an afro. He weighed 295 and was a linebacker. And on the streets, Big Joe was a loot stacker. See, I met Joe about 2 years ago when I was locked in the county for shooting at my ex-ho. He just came on a tear. He had niggas in fear. He said, I got one thing I want to make clear. I got the phone and the TV is mine. And anybody caught breaking my rules, I'ma kick you behind. I must admit, his brother was huge. He was a big buck brody, musty type of dude. He then stood up in the middle of the tear once again and said, I need a personal friend. So he looked at this kid named Jerome. Jerome was in jail cause he didn't have a home. And then he looked at this shy little kid named Mike. See, Joe liked Mike cause Mike was white. He walked over to Mike and said, look here, you little peckerwood, you sure looking kinda good. And then he grabbed little Mike in the yoke and pulled his pants down and checked his buns while Mike choked. He then started calling Mike Michelle. And in about 2 weeks, Mike was gay like hell. He had Mike sitting down on the John Pien. I really couldn't believe what I was seeing. Joe had Mike or Michelle in the palm of his hand, running his life in full command. See what I'm trying to say, you should all understand, this is how man destroys man. They're looking at me funny, but the young boys don't know me. They're looking at me funny, but the young boys don't know me. Now I got locked down in a hole for 6 weeks for beating the shit out of this kid named Bobby Sweet. See, we had a fight. He questioned my worldly max status. It really was about who was the baddest. See, he was mad cuz I knocked him for his bottom hoe. Some dumb shit that happened 1 or 2 years ago. Well, anyway, when I got back on the tier, Jerome said, yo, Fox, did you hear? Joe caught Mike standing up peeing at the stool and Cole broke a goddamn fool. He beat him down with a mop ringer, shanked him up real nice and chopped off his middle finger. See, Mike died in the infirmary last night, and they hit Joe with 25 to life. He's coming back on the tier at 2, and he told me to tell you he was coming to see you. I said me, he said you, I said me, he said you, Fox. Now what you gonna do? I took a breath, then I went to my cell, then laid on my bed and tried to clear my head. I closed my eyes for about a half, and then I smelled something funny. When I woke up, I didn't laugh. Joe was standing there big like a gorilla, pumped like a giant, and looking like a fucking killer. So you're tough, well, Fox, I'ma break you, treat you like a toilet, and straight up snake you. So don't try to run or hide your behind. Just get it ready, Freddy, while I grease mine.
But the young boys don't know me. They're looking at me funny, but the young boys don't know me. They're looking at me funny, but the young boys don't know me. They're looking at me funny, but the young boys don't know me.
So I looked at this big black nasty ass jailhouse punk that jumped up out my bunk. I said I won't get snake or rode like a pony, and I never ever smuggle no baloney. He hit me in the chest so hard that I bounced off the wall and slammed into the motherfucking bars. And then he grabbed me in the yoke like he had Mike. But then I let that nigga know he was in a fight. Cause if it's one thing I always remember to save is the razor from my morning shave. I started chopping on his ass like a meat cleaver. He started screaming like a bitch from Dan's Fever. Blood gushing all over the floor. It was World War III, the homo versus man war. Then Big Joe tried to grab me by my nuts, then I sliced off his wrist. I don't play that faggoty stuff. I said, my name ain't Little Mike Joe, and all that jailhouse in the closet homo shit gotta go. And if you ever try that fruity shit again, I'ma put you in the morgue with your other fucking faggot friend. He started crawling on the floor like a dying rat, and then I used his black face like a floor mat. See, there's one thing I want y'all to all understand. This is how man destroys man.